Welcome to Share Talk, the only podcast where investors come first.
Hi, this is Acme with the Bulletin Board Heroes here on Share Talk for Wednesday, the 28th of April. Starting off with one of the few stocks that I actually own, All Active Asset Capital, because I like hanging out with millionaires and billionaires. Here you can see that today we've had a higher low versus that March low at 45 and bounced off the 50-day moving average at 46.4. At least while we're above the 50-day line on an end-of-day close basis, the uptrend still stands, and we should be looking at a potential target there towards the top of that broadening triangle as high as 75 pence, perhaps as soon as the end of next month. If you're cautious on the shares, maybe wait for an end-of-day close above the that yellow 30-day line at just under 54 pence, but obviously that would be giving away some of the upside. Only really back below 45 pence on a sustained basis, really delaying the upside scenario. Moving on to Alba, which has been something of a punter's favourite over the recent past. Here we've got a situation where the shares have fallen back from their best levels that we saw of late, back towards or up towards the 0.5 pence zone. But the current situation looking positive again. Here you can see that we've broken out of this falling wedge pattern that was in place, I suppose, since the autumn, breaking also the 50-day moving average and now the 200-day line at 0.34. So adding it all together, while we're above that broken December resistance line there at around 0.3 pence, looking for the upside, initially up to February resistance at 0.45 rather, and the big picture target over maybe the next 2 to 3 months, something like the end of June, something like that, up to 0.7 pence. And obviously, we wouldn't want to see the shares really hold below 0.3 in the interim. Moving along to a stock which was relatively unheard, or is relatively quiet, let's say, in terms of stock market perception. But here we've got Blackbird at the moment. The attraction here, and I think I pointed it out previously, is that we've gapped higher through the initial April resistance. That was there at 26 pence, let's call it. And while we're above that, looking for an initial target here, maybe over the next couple of weeks, as high as 35 pence. Fans of the stock would be looking for, obviously, greater gains than 35 pence, and that could come in the form of a move towards that April 2019 resistance line projection, currently promising us a target as high as 50 pence plus. Again, that could be seen perhaps by the end of June. A lot of people got slightly injured by the float of cellular goods, but shares trying to rehabilitate themselves at the moment. Might take a while. It's sort of sellers still trying to get out. I think the float price was 5p or 6p, so there's a temptation there. But we have broken this line of resistance from March. That was running around the, let's call it, 7 pence area. And above 7 pence, you've got a recovery play, perhaps, at least up towards the initial April peak there at 10 and a quarter. If you are cautious of the shares, which some might be, then it would probably be a weekly close above 10 pence, which would give you the confidence to be looking for the old March peaks towards 13.5 pence by the end of next month. Obviously, what we don't want to see here is an end-of-day close back below this month's 7.25 low, but hopefully the shares are finally starting to get some positive momentum. On to DeepVerge, which had a big news announcement today. That took the shares up to 40 pence at best, but the view here is, at least while we're above that broken March resistance line there, roughly around the 31 pence level on an end-of-day close basis, level with the 50-day line, then we are at least in recovery or a sort of a bullish mode. And the upside, while we're above the 30 pence zone, for DeepVerge up towards 50 pence, which is the top of that rising trend channel from October. Time frame on that, probably by the end of May, going into June at the current rate of progress. Obviously, it's been a relatively sideways action for the shares in the recent past. Next up, a stock which I haven't looked at, looked at here at all, and that comes in the form of Frontier IP Group. Here we've got one of our favourite setups, which is a gap through resistance. And what we'll be looking to do now is to see whether the shares can stay above the floor of the gap at 80 pence, especially tomorrow on an end of day close. If they do that, that would suggest that there's enough momentum to take them forward and to take them on towards the top of a rising trend channel from back in May last year. And that's promising us a target as high as £1.05 as soon as the end of next month. At this stage, only really back below the 20-day line and the floor of the gap at around 74 pence, really delaying the upside scenario for Frontier IP. A stock which is also relatively low profile, let's say, is litigation. I think litigation finance group. I think it is that one has been or capital management. In fact, that has managed to break through the resistance of March. That was around the 88 pence level. And while we're above that on an end of day close basis, looking towards the top of the rising trend channel from back in the summer of last year, as high as £1.20, and that could be seen as soon as the end of next month. This day, generally back below the 20-day line, around 80 pence, really delaying the upside scenario, but we should stay above, hopefully stay above the 88 pence area. On to a stock which I think I've covered recently, but too good to resist giving it another spin, Mobility One. Here the shares forging into higher ground at the moment, so breaking that difficult 20 pence level. While we're above, if we can get an end-of-day close above the initial April peak at 19, we're looking towards 30 pence by the end of next month for Mobility One. This stage only really back below the, I suppose, the 20-day moving average at 16 pence, really questioning the imminent push to the upside. Another less high-profile stock is Mobile Tornado. Here you can see that we've had a key reversal to the upside, unfilled gap as well, so that's another positive. So two big positives for the shares, albeit it's a very illiquid situation. But message is basically that while we're above 4p, looking towards the top of that rising trend channel from September up to 7 pence, and that could be seen by the end of May. Moving along to a stock which has also got some gaps involved in the daily chart, very strong looking chart as well, another key reversal to the upside for One Heritage Group. The real attraction here, though, is that we had a gap to the upside in January, unfilled gap. Let's call that, the rocket launcher, a multi-bagger signal, that one. Then we had a gap down and then a gap higher for March, so island reversal, island gap reversal, and that should now be enough to take us up towards the top of a rising trend channel from January up to 90 pence, perhaps as soon as the end of June. At this stage, only really back below the floor of the channel and the 50-day line at 38 pence, 39 pence, really delaying that particular goal of 90 pence. Another, again, quiet stock, let's say, is coming up, and that's in the form of Pebble. And here we can see that the shares have been, I suppose, consolidating for a while, but broken with a key reversal to the upside there, so broken out quite well. And key reversal off support, normally a very strong signal from a stock or a market. And while we're above the 50-day line, around 9.25 pence, we're looking for 13.5 pence by the end of next month for Pebble Beach Systems. Just a couple of stocks to go now. Another quiet one, Shearwater, but a great looking chart. And that said, on the basis of the gap that we had to the upside, I suppose at the end of last week, I think that was 22nd, that was held. And we also broke through the 200-day line at £1.55. At least while we're above the 200-day line, looking towards that resistance line there from August last year, as high as £2.20. And that could be seen as soon as the end of next month. So very strong looking chart there, especially if we can hold above that January peak around 165 over the next day or two. So above 165, we should head quite directly towards £2.20. Finishing off with Crimson Tide, and here not quite as dramatic, let's say, as Shearwater, but a nice daily candle above old resistance. The old resistance around 3.7 pence. The longer we stay above 3.7, the greater the chance of a move towards the top of the long-dated rising trend channel from back in September 2019, as high as 5 pence. And we're looking for 5 pence by the end of next month. Early back below the floor of the channel and the 50-day line at 3.35, really delaying the upside scenario. That's it from me today. More updates tomorrow.
Thank you for listening. Remember to visit our website for more news and other podcasts at www.share-talk.com.